We're doing Sefer Masiyot, and Rav Nisim Gaon has started telling us different stories about the great sages and their merits for what they did, the kindness they did, and even though they sometimes had to suffer, but he's coming to tell stories about how there were also tzaddikim who got some wages in this world. And one of the examples he told us is Rabbi Lezer ben Rabbi Shimon, that he asked Hashem to make him ill, and he had all kinds of illnesses, and there are many stories about him. We don't have time to go through all of it. But at night, he'd ask Hashem to remove the illnesses, and in the morning, he'd pray that they'd return, and they would. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he had a toothache for 6 years, and he had a problem urinating. For 7 years, he couldn't urinate properly. And then he got healed. And Chazal tells the reason for this was that he was walking through the marketplace of the butchers, and one butcher was holding a calf that he wanted to shecht. And the calf ran away and met Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and clung to him because he was certain that Rebbe would save him from slaughtering. And Rebbe didn't slaughter him. He took the goat and gave it to the butcher and said, "Slaughter him. That's what he was created for." And in heavens, they said, because he didn't have compassion on this goat, so he had the illnesses that we mentioned earlier, 6 years with toothache and 7 years with a problem urinating. And after a period, he saw his maid cleaning the house, and a weasel came out of a hole, and she wanted to kill it, and he called out, and he said, "Don't kill it, because David HaMelech taught us, Rachamav al kol ma'asav. God has compassion for all his creatures." And when he had pity over that weasel, God healed him from his pain, from his illnesses. And all this happened to Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, because he was on a great level. So Hashem, when someone's on a great level, Hashem takes him to task on small things. David HaMelech said, "Usvivav nisara me'od." Surrounding God is tremendous. Nisara literally means there's tremendous whirlwind. There's a tornado, so to speak, surrounding God. And our sages said, what does it mean, Sivam Nisaram? Oh, those that surround God, God works with them like a se'ara. Se'ara is a hair. Nisar is like, oh, that the hair stands, that everything in upheaval. But our sages learned it like se'ar, that God deals with the tzaddikim, he takes them to task on the hair width. And the pasuk says, "Ashrei haGever asher tiyasrenu yao mitoratecha telamedenu," that praised is a person that God afflicts him. We learn this from the Torah. Our sages say that we learn it as a fortiori from the Torah, that if a slave who is in bondage goes free because the master knocked out his tooth, certainly a person goes free of the debts he has to heaven if he suffers in this world. And Shlomo HaMelech said in his wisdom, this point also, said, "Set b'nei rasha lo tov." It's not good for the wicked, the people honor them. Our sages said that the end of the verse that says, we derive it also for the end of the verse, that for the tzaddik it is good. That people think, hey, why is he suffering? And no, it's good for him so that ultimately things will be better for him. When God said to Moshe Rabbeinu, future generations, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw the tzaddik suffering and the rasha having it good, so God also revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu the justice in it all, to let Moshe Rabbeinu know that ultimately there is justice and Hashem does things honestly. We don't see it in this world, but Hashem does things with an exacting cheshbon. Nothing is left to just haphazard occurrences. Shabbat Shalom.